A new clash is brewing between the mayor of Springfield, Massachusetts, and the city council over plans to strengthen civilian oversight of the troubled police department. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said he plans to issue an executive order to make changes to the Community Police Hearing Board because of inaction by the city council. In April, Sarno proposed an ordinance that expands the Civilian Review Board from the current 7 members to 9 and gives it the power to subpoena witnesses to testify and to produce evidence in the panel's review of complaints about police misconduct.
This will continue to build on the public's trust and the mutual respect for our residents and our police department.
The council sent the proposal to its Public Safety Committee, where it languished without a hearing for 2 months, drawing complaints from Sarno about council foot-dragging.
So I'm hopeful that the city council will bring this back up ASAP and pass it. I mean, it serves the city well and serves the residents well and the police department, and it's exactly what they were looking for.
In a statement, Sarno said he's asked the law department to draft a modified executive order to adopt as many of the changes as possible, despite the city council's failure to act. City Councilor Orlando Ramos, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, said councilors have been working to come up with a compromise.
And we are in the process of creating the law. The mayor is essentially undermining the position of the City Council by attempting to push through an executive order that is not in the best interest of the City of Springfield.
A civilian police review board in Springfield was first created through executive order more than a decade ago, but critics have contended that the panel, in its various incarnations, has always lacked teeth. Responding to a series of headline-grabbing police misconduct cases and payments to settle lawsuits against the police department, the City Council voted in 2016 and again in 2018 to put a civilian board of police commissioners in charge of the department. But Sarno has ignored this ordinance, claiming it violates the authority given the mayor by the city charter to appoint the heads of all city departments. In a bid to end the gridlock, City Councilors Tim Ryan and Mike Fenton sponsored the ordinance to make changes to the Civilian Review Board.
The purpose of this is to reach a compromise and reflect the practices of the department while also improving them.
While the mayor could unilaterally act to make some changes to the Civilian Police Review Board, only an ordinance from the City Council could give the panel subpoena power. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.